Who is it?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Welcome back to Cove Radio. For those of you who've just tuned in to hear CJ live, you're out of luck. We're powering on with Behind Big Brother for another hour. CJ has called in for a quick chat, though. How are you, CJ?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Hi, CJ.
Good. Hi, CJ.
Hi.
Hi, CJ.
Hi.
I'm waving.
That's good.
I'm not. You're a fuckhead.
Okay, first of all, we have to thank you for all your help and support this season. Cove has done an amazing job keeping Behind Big Brother alive.
I know, it's really good for a business that hasn't even actually opened its doors yet.
Alright, so what have you thought of this series?
It's gotten better, I think. Like, I was there for the first like 2 weeks, I was actually over in the US, so I didn't get to see the first 2 weeks. And from what I was seeing, I was like, wow, you know, they've really put some effort into it. You know, Kyle and Jackie O looked great on stage, rah, rah, rah. But
more importantly than that, you were talking about what you saw while you were over in the US?
Yeah.
Didn't you see Vid's naked ass passed out somewhere?
No, we didn't. He never got passed out because he couldn't drink over there. He was underage.
Ah. Yeah. I thought I saw a post from you somewhere saying that you saw Vid's naked ass.
No, I never saw his naked ass. He was like lying on in the bed one time, and it looked like he was passed out because he was so tired after being out and about all day. But I mean, he was never naked. Dear God.
So maybe it was some fanfic writing.
I think that pig's like dreaming, oh my god, been naked, popped out, oh, I can take advantage.
Yeah, I could draw a stick figure who'd look better than Vid, but anyway.
Oh!
I could draw a stick figure who'd be bigger than Vid.
The claws have come out.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, so, I think the show has been okay. This year, I think, has been a little bit more entertaining. I like the fact that they've left 5 people in for the very end. I think they should have told the housemates that, hey, guess what, you're probably going to be the last people ever in the Big Brother house, so you better make a good time of it.
Do you really think that's true, though? Do you think it will never, ever come back on any network, in any format? You don't think it'll ever come back?
Well, as I've been saying on the forums today, I actually have done an interview with Sonia Kruger and Todd McKinney.
Keep listening for CJ Live, people.
Yeah, I've actually done an interview on that, because on my show tonight, I'm actually doing the show in two halves. I'm doing the first half as a tribute to Big Brother, so it's everything Big Brother related that I think is great and wonderful.
We should have done that.
During that, I actually have an interview with Sonia and Todd. Now, I actually speak to Sonia about what she thinks about Big Brother, you know, continuing on and going to another network. And she actually feels the same way I do, that she reckons Seven's going to get it. Now, whether that's, you know, her being knowledgeable or actually knowing something about it, because she is pretty high up in the Seven rank, I don't know, but she does think that Seven actually wants it. It's a very interesting conversation, but she sort of hints at the fact that she would like to even host it, so.
One last question on Big Brother before we move on. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win for me? I think it will be Terry.
One last thing we have to say to you, CJ, is thank you very kindly for donating our prize to our radio competition winner tonight.
That's okay.
We're announcing that later on. Have you heard all of her entries?
I have, and I casted my vote on the online forum poll thing as well.
Well, we'll be announcing the winner of that competition a little later, and of course after tonight's show, CJ Live will be keeping us rocking this Saturday night. What's coming up on your show?
Well, as I say, we've got the interview with Sonia Kruger and Todd McKinney.
Awesome.
I've also got a lot of people that are from the IRC room that have already given me their numbers, so I'm going to call up and get their thoughts on Big Brother. But no, it should be fun. It should be fun. We've got a lot lined up. As I said, the first half of the show I'm dedicating to Big Brother, and you'll hear the Sonia and Todd interview then. I've also got another interview with Sheffield from the Kyle and Jackie O show. Don't have Kyle and Jackie O because I'll rant about that later on tonight. And second half of the show is going to be just party tunes and having a bit of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. You've done a great job this year, CJ.
Oh, thanks. So have you guys, though. I mean, you know, it's pretty sad that you guys aren't going to be back again next year. You know.
Ooh. Why? What? What's this?
Well, the fact is, there's going to be no Big Brother. I mean, you know, if there is a Big Brother, then hey, we'll all be back.
No,
again,
we still won't be back.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I mean.
Okay, well, thanks for chatting to us, CJ. Now it's time to put the debate to bed once and for all in the final showdown between Tiggs and Dave.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, it's time for the real debate now. Tonight, to finish the year out, the boys are actually going to debate about who is superior. Tiggs is arguing in favour of Dave, and Dave is arguing in favour of Tiggs.
That was funny.
Alright, Dave, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am. I'm absolutely pumped. This is our last ever debate, Tiggsy.
Oh.
Okay, Dave, take it away.
Alright, so I'm trying to convince you all that Tiggs is the better debater than myself, and that is a bloody easy assignment, let me tell you. Firstly, he actually seems to time his arguments, unlike myself. I like to leave 5 seconds at the end of my debate for that soothing sound of the ticking time bomb. You know, to give the audience time to fully appreciate the argument. Tiggs, meanwhile, prefers to use a full lot of time because he always prepares for hours and hours and has much more material than's needed. I like to turn up to the debate time and just have a blank sheet of paper. That's probably why I say tigers, tigers, tigers so often in my debates. I've got so good at ad-libbing over the years that I don't need to prepare. I could talk for hours, you know, about Tiggs and his fascination of naked male Big Brother housemates and all that. So we've come to the last debate. We've come to the end of my last debate ever, and I don't understand this debate, so I don't even know who to tell you to vote for. But please, vote and vote often. I think I'll vote for Ashy.
Vote well!
Okay,
oh,
this is just getting weird.
Okay. Tiggs, a reply.
Alright. Okay, you should vote for Dave. Not because he's great at debates, but because he's a great guy. He puts so much into this show and Behind Big Brother and the Behind Big Brother website over the years, and I believe he'd stick around for another 8 years if given the chance. He should win on sheer willpower and endurance. He's truly dedicated. Who else would go to the lengths of eating their hat for their website? Actually, Dave, what happened with that?
Oh.
Anyway, unfulfilled promises aside, he's a champ. Always willing to do his part. Okay, all he does is read the emails, but still, that's an important part of the show. He's a top bloke, and he's always there to pull me back from the edge when this show, Big Brother, and even the other mods shit me to tears. He's a champion. He swears, but he's a gentleman. He's a Big Brother fan, but he's not a loser. He's sensitive, but he's still a man. He's funny, but he's not cruel. He's great to talk to, but he can also listen. Actually, he's everything my Gaydar profile says I'm looking for. What are you doing after the show, Dave?
Oi!
Nice.
That was really good.
Thanks.
Mine was shit compared.
Wow. You've really changed my opinion of Dave. Dave, you're awesome.
Awesome.
All right. It's time to start the vote counter. And while you're voting, we might listen to some more of our bloopers and some music. When we return, we'll tell you who takes home the debate crown for the series and who won the debate between Will and myself. You're listening to Kurt.
Alright, here we go. One take. Don't laugh.
Email us at radio@behindbigbrother.com.
Is that the first time you remembered the address, Duck? I'm very, very happy about that.
Very excited about the show tonight.
You are going to crack up whenever you put one of those in.
No, Dave.
Alright, are you ready? You have to say yes.
Yes.
Yes. You fucktard.
Right, now we're going to be serious now. Yes, I'm great, Ashy. Very excited. Just speak for a minute there, Ashy.
The weekly recap is a boring, pointless section, and anybody who listens to our show has most likely already watched the daily shows, and we're only rehashing things that they've heard throughout the week. I think that it would be more prudent to just talk about, or have a second chat section, or skip the weekly recap altogether.
Sounding perfect now.
I know, it is.
Pick it up from Tuesday.
Fucko. So moving on to Tuesday.
How you going, Dave?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Tiggsy. Yeah, very well, thanks, Tiggs. I'm a bit torn tonight because the AFL have ruled, for fuck's sake.
Tix, can you say your line? Because I like your line being inserted in there.
I can't remember what I said. Hey, wow, we finally have a result. No, that didn't sound good. Oh my god, we finally... I can't do this now.
Oh, they brought the dunk tank back.
Yeah. Just like BB07.
I didn't say that.
You want to do that
right.
Again?
Yeah. No. What's it called?
Dunk tank.
Yeah, okay. Oh, they brought the dunk tank.
Oh, they brought the dunk tank back.
Yes.
Dunk tank.
Say it again, Ashley. I can't say it.
There you go.
Well, I can't say it. Sorry, my MSN fucking made a noise in real life. Did anyone
Didn't hear it?
Didn't hear it.
It's great.
Wasn't listening.
Alright, I read out... Alright, we read out quite a few forum quotes about... Alright, we read quite a few forum quotes about Carson. Alright, we read out quite a few forum quotes about Carson before, but just a few other quick noteworthy... For fuck's sake. But just a quick few... For fuck's sake.
You're such a pro.
I know.
Have you considered a job in radio?
Yes, I'd love one, thank you. Could be the next Hamish or Andy, I reckon.
You could be the next Kyle.
Twisted, the lovely moderator from the forum.
Oh, I love Doug.
Okay, I think we'll be able to get something usable out of that.
Hang on, let me start again.
Who is it?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Welcome back to the finale of Behind Big Brother Radio on Cove. We have a special guest with us now. It's our favourite admin, apart from you, Dave, Viddy.
Hello. How you going, Vid? I'm good. How's everyone else going?
Fantastic.
Yes, very well.
That's what I like to hear, actually. Lots of optimism, please.
Absolutely.
So, Vid, what have you thought of BB08?
Personally, I think it's been one of those series that's really, it kind of went somewhere at the beginning and then it plateaued and it's kind of stayed there for the rest of the season. Last season I felt was very up and down, really enjoyed it and then really hated it and then just ended up really hating it. Whereas this year I feel it's kept that common ground and it's not by far a series, but it's definitely not the worst series. In terms of what we're seeing on our televisions every night. Behind the scenes, maybe not so much. And a lot of people are having issues with people behind the scenes and what's happening behind the scenes. But what we've seen has really been quite pleasant, I think my word would be. I've enjoyed it for what it is. It's a real shame that Channel 10 are not picking it up. But in their world, ratings means everything. Unfortunately, the show's not rating well, which is what you have to expect from a show that's been running for 8 seasons. So they're just going to can it. And although I'm a little upset that it's gone, I really hope that it's the downtime that the show will need to be brought back up on another network with new producers and a new look at the whole concept and really revive it. I definitely think the Big Brother concept has a lot of years left in the Australian kind of television area, because I mean we've dug it for 8 years now. I'm sure we can keep watching it for some more, and you look at other countries that are still going, so why can't that happen here? Reality TV is really new, and every other reality TV, the concept that comes on, we're really quick to jump on. Every second show is reality TV, so really I don't want to see it go. Maybe that's just my deep love of Big Brother coming out, but I really don't want to see it go, and it's a shame that it's gone. I mean, we all expected it, but it is still a shame.
So you'd prefer it to have a year off next year before jumping onto another network?
No. No. I wouldn't want it to, but I think it will, just for that. If another network does snap it up, I think they won't be too hasty to jump straight into it and put all this money into it and not have it thought through. Like when other times it's been on 10, it's been planned for months and months and months in advance. As soon as one season finishes, they're into planning the next one, because there's going to be that overlap where the networks are going to be talking to each other and Southern Star is saying, no, we want more money, blah, 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 blah. I think it's going to need a year off. I don't want it to have the year off, but I think it might need a year. Well, maybe not a full year, and it'll start at a different time instead of starting at the same time every year. But which means next year I'm going to have nothing to do for 3 months of the year. I'm going to have to find a life, guys.
Start stalking ex-housemates.
Look, I could. I don't even know that there's many left in Perth. They probably all thought they were too famous and have all moved over to Sydney now.
So, Vid, what's been the highlight on the website for the year? Or through 8 years, what have been the highlights of running behind Big Brother?
Well, I jumped on second year, so first year I was a bit non-existent on the round, but not in the role that I am now. I think one of the main highlights overall is our lovely cease and desist letters that we used to get so often, telling us to stop posting X or we'll be sued, or stop posting this or we'll be sued. You know, they were always really, really great to print out and then throw in the bin, or post in the staff forum and all laugh about, because they were just that hilarious. We own copyright to this, you know, very funny stuff, very, very serious stuff, but hilarious nonetheless. Unfortunately, we haven't received any of them this year, and I only received one last year when we broke the housemate stories, which was one of my highlights of being a part of Behind Big Brother. Getting those housemate names out there before anyone else even had embargoes to break was really exciting. This year, I was in the US at the beginning, so I missed our launch night, but I really always enjoy launch night and our live streaming, and last year's kerfuffle with the live streaming was always a good time. I don't know what's really been. There hasn't been, in terms of this year, big news breaking, stuff we're not supposed to know about, there hasn't really been much, but I think Behind the Brothers really given a lot of the fans a lot of little tidbits, and this is what's going to happen next week, and what do you think, and here's what's happening, how do you respond to that? So it's really been kind of like a gateway into the future, so people can discuss things before they've happened, and then see how discuss them, make some opinions, and then see how the producers execute it. So it's kind of been, I think it's been a very different year for Behind Big Brother, a good year nonetheless. Our hits have been up and visitors have been up, so people are, which is another reason why I'm sad that the show's going, because this year's really done so well, and people are obviously still interested in the show, and a lot of people are going to be a little bit empty now that it's gone, as creepy as that sounds.
And the question that everyone wants to know, what's going to happen to the forums and the website while Big Brother's on hiatus?
Dun, dun, dun. I'm removing them, and you all have to, I'm going to delete everything.
No!
Thousands of people around the nation start slitting their wrists. No, they're going to remain. Like, it's true, actually, don't deny it. The forums will remain as what they are now. But Idol's starting up again, so when I have 5 minutes spare, we'll do up a Behind Idol website, and then the Behind Idol forums will stay. We'll keep all our off-topic sections, maybe expand them all to other reality TV shows that are going, and TV shows in Australia in general. And we'll just turn Behind Big Brother into a mini-site with anything off. This is all, you know, housemates running around, going to Africa and saving bears, or... have bears in Africa? I'm not sure. Pandas in China. Look, I'm not
bears
sure.
At the leather bar.
Well, there you go. You know, some off-topic news when all the housemates realise they're broke and put all their possessions on eBay, that kind of thing. But the forums will remain, and, you know, we'll have something to go. I think that we've created quite a decent community, even though there are a few, how do I put this nicely, interesting characters, really, on the forums. Look, we don't judge. We don't judge. But no, everything will remain, so you don't have to stress. We're not going anywhere. Our domain's not going anywhere. Our hosts are keeping in, and we'll be here in some form or another until the next season comes, which I'm sure it will.
All right. That's good news. I'm sure there's a lot of people just putting their blades down now.
Yes, the whole nation just breathed a collective sigh of relief.
Oh, bugger. Too late. Ah.
Well, hopefully we knocked out some of the annoying ones then.
Oh, no.
I think we better leave it there on that note.
Well, thanks, guys, for manning the radio internet waves every Saturday night. It's much appreciated, and thanks to everyone else who supported Behind Big Brother along the way. Enjoy the last few days of Behind Big Brother. Maybe we'll find some gossip, or if not, we'll just create some. But yeah, I'm sure someone in particular will really enjoy it if we just... pulled some information from our asses, because we do that oh so often, don't we, guys?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All the time. Slow news day. I'm just going to think of something, guys. Let's just brainstorm.
Well, No one knows this, but all the mods do have degrees in creative writing, so that's...
We do. We're very, very talented people. There's no denying that.
We write it, then it comes true. That's how good we are.
We're actually the script writers for Mike Goldman, previously Gretel Colleen. Fitzy, because he can't actually string a sentence together without reading something. It's amazing that he can actually read.
All right, Vid, enjoy the rest of your night, and enjoy watching the finale on Monday night.
Thanks very much, guys. See you later.
See you, Vid.
Welcome back to the finale of Behind Big Brother Radio on Cove. Boy, it feels like I've said that a lot of times. Time for the all-important debate results. First off, the debate between Will and Ashy.
Yeah, baby.
And the winner is... Will. Ashy!
Yeah, it is! Suck on that, bullshit. Will.
Bullshit, it's rigged. Whatever. I'm over it.
Will, you still there? Will?
Nope, we've lost him.
Oh, no. Hissy fit. All right, let's move on to the moment that we've all been waiting for. Who is the ultimate winner, Dave or Tiggs?
Me.
Tiggs!
Oh, nice. Suck it, Dave.
Yes! Does that mean I win, Ashy?
No, Tiggs won.
Yeah, but he said I was better.
Yeah, you're pretty awesome, but Tiggs won.
I don't get it.
All right, let's get into some more recaps.
Series recap.
Okay, so let's do weeks 9 to 12.
Alright.
The Grey Nomads started their week in the combi with Terry going slowly mad with Terrence's non-stop chatter and bad jokes. The train spotting task saw the housemates dress up to get into character and sit and wait for model trains. Bridget almost forfeited the task simply to get away from Terrence's non-stop chatter and bad jokes.
She had so much patience, that girl.
Travis built his first prize money brick wall, getting tips on how to lay from Rory. Ben and Bianca got all giggly together with some preliminary talk of spooning. Thankfully, at the end of the week, Terrence was evicted and gave the housemates some peace.
All right, week 10, Big Brother made the nominations take place straight after Terrence was evicted because he had plans for Rima to re-enter the house the next day, of course. The nominees to come out of that were after saving Bianca, Rory and Terry. The next day, obviously, Rima re-entered the house, telling all the housemates that there was a mole amongst them.
Moley.
Now, didn't that set Bianca into a massive fit, trying to figure out who exactly had double-crossed her for weeks on end? She actually came up with an elaborate reason and basically convinced everyone in the whole house that Bridget was simply an actor playing the role of the ditzy blonde. That, of course, wasn't the case, and Rima finally revealed that she was simply playing with their minds and there was no mole. How nice of her. Bianca took it the hardest, going berserk, which ultimately led to her eviction just a few days later. Week 10 was also the week that Bridget and Sherry seemed to get a little closer, and Ben tried for the spoon, but basically had no idea.
Awkward spooner.
Poor Ben.
Week 11. On Monday, I think, was my favourite moment of the week. Ben throws a ball and smashes one of the water tanks, emptying all of them and losing 4,000 litres of water. He says it was an accident. I suspect it was a bit of attention seeking for the cameras. Later in the week, Ben gets nobified, forced to stay out of the house and in the combi van. Wednesday brought with it a surprise eviction, although the biggest surprise was that Bridget went. A vocal minority of idiots on our forums and throughout the internet called foul play and tried to start a petition to get her back in. My reaction, get over it.
What a stupid petition. Seriously? When would that ever work?
I think 98% of petitions are useless, though.
Later that night, there was some celebrity guest or something. I forget. I don't think it was a big deal.
Nah, not at all.
And on Friday, FNL was clown night with Ben finally getting a victory. And on Sunday, Cherry was evicted, leaving us with our final five. But there was more to come that night. Over to you, Tiggs.
Indeed there was. And it would take me a week and a half to sit here and tell you about all the bullshit that Big Brother pulled on Sunday night. Suffice to say, there was a fake snap eviction and Alice left. Then there was another fake snap eviction and Travis left. And then they came back and said, surprise, cockfags, we're still here.
dear.
Moving along to Monday, the only big thing to come out of that day was the new task, the Iron Man task, where Big Brother dumped half a ton of ironing into the backyard and
that
said, "You got a week, go to it." Okay, moving on to Tuesday, there's a bit of a backstory here with the treadmill. It broke a few times last week. Big Brother took it away, replaced it with a brand new one last Friday. Alice thought all her Christmases had come at once. Then the new one broke, and they took it away, and then on Tuesday, it came back.
Yay!
I know, wasn't that a good story? Also on Tuesday, as a special treat, the housemates are called to the diary room to tell Big Brother what they'd like for dinner. Later on, Big Brother sent in all the ingredients and said, "There you go, now Travis has to cook it." It took him 5.5 hours to make the meal. On Wednesday, the housemates decided it was National Nana Day. Yay! Travis brokered a deal with Big Brother that if each of the housemates did a basket of laundry in under an hour, Terry could get a care package. They took it in turns to stay in bed with Terry so she wouldn't catch on to their plan. Unfortunately, when they finished, Big Brother informs them that he's not impressed with their work and they've failed. However, Terry can still get her care package if they put on a performance for her. So they do their little play for Terry, and once they feel Terry is thoroughly entertained, they go to the diary room and await Big Brother's decision. Big Brother told them that they'd succeeded and that Terry's prize was on the couch. Terry got her prize, which included some coffee, which she shared with Alice.
Yay.
That was a good story too, wasn't it? On Thursday, Big Brother gave the housemates some bricks so that Rory and Travis could build a letterbox. This was really good to watch. And it took them pretty much all day. Big Brother made the joke that the Great Wall of China was built faster.
Very funny.
In the evening, Big Brother called the housemates to the diary room and told them that he will be indisposed and that they have to take over the role of Big Brother. They got a megaphone and they all took it in turns to take on the persona of Big Brother and ask each other questions. Big Brother thought it was pretty good, so he gave them some booze. On Friday, yesterday, not much happened. The housemates were locked up all day and then took part in the final FNL, playing to win night. Ironic that their biggest FNL ever was the one that meant bugger all, hey?
Is it ironic or exactly what we've come to expect from FNL? Let's go read the mail.
You've got mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Alright, we're getting very close to announcing the winner of our competition, but before we do that, let's read out some emails. And we've got plenty here for this last edition. First email is from Greggy, who writes in, "Hi, BBBA. I'd firstly like to say I think your website has blossomed over the years. As an ex-producer on Big Brother and an avid fan, I'm saddened by the news that it's been canned, but not totally surprised." Do you think this guy really is an ex-producer?
I don't know. There's probably a few of them floating around now.
Yeah, I suppose so. Greggy goes on to say, "With Gretel's departure, and I work closely with her and admire Gretel, 10 had a chance to totally revamp the show. They had some good ideas with a new and different mix of housemates, changing the format, but from the beginning it was way too confusing. The initial eviction process, which was subsequently changed, whereby housemates voted off fellow housemates, was disastrous. Also, despite the criticism of Gretel, she did have charisma and knew exactly what was going in the house. She owned the show. While I thought Jackie O did an admirable job, and I won't comment on the woeful Kyle, it really did feel like they had just popped in on a Sunday night to host the eviction show. So again, the audience-host-housemate relationship suffered, and it felt very detached." Some good thoughts there from Greggy.
Thanks, Greggy.
Thanks.
Next one is from Coolness, who's written in again for the last time. How are you all?
We're good.
Excellent.
Excellent, excellent. Coolness's favourite Big Brother moment was last year, when Big Brother was doing the police sleep deprivation task, and Michelle and I think Zoran were raiding, and the other housemates decided to pull a prank on Michelle. I think it was Alicia they dressed up as a robber and made her hide in the gym. We all remember that one, don't we?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Robber,
it was a
robber!
Very good moment. shout out to all in the IRC channel. Thanks very much, Coolness, for emailing in.
Thanks, Coolness.
We've also got a voicemail in from Stewie, and we're going to play that for you right now.
Well, hey, it's Stewie here, just mourning the news of the final Big Brother ever to watch, watching Pamela Anderson ruining it. Basically, yeah, just ruining it. Anyway, it's been good, been loving all the years, and I'd love to see what they're doing planned in 2010 onwards, but honestly, it's like a stake through my chest. I'll miss you, Tiggs. I'll miss you, Miss Pie. I won't miss you, Marquisite, but that's about it. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed this. Hopefully I wasn't too annoying, and that's about it. Bye.
Awesome.
Thanks, Stewie.
Excellent work, Stewie. Now, Rosa has emailed in. Hello, how are you all? Sad that BB is ending, isn't it? The fake snap eviction was funny. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout-out to Cruisin' Capo, Smithsonian, basically all the IRC chatters. Thanks, Rosa.
Thanks Rosa.
Now, my favourite emailer ever, Jenny's, has written in.
Dennis.
Oh, poor Dennis.
He's written in, he says, I'm looking forward to your final show on Saturday night, i.e. tonight. If Big Brother does happen to reappear, then I hope you three will continue doing the show.
No.
Unfortunately not, Denny's. The rapport between you guys comes right across the air. I like listening to people who sound like they are enjoying themselves, and to me, that is definitely you guys. I'd rather listen to you three.
Sorry, what
talking.
Show is he listening to?
We're great actors, hey?
I think we're going to be on E! True Hollywood Stories, where they show them what happens off-air.
No, but this is the best bit. This is the best bit. I'm getting to the best bit. I'd rather listen to the three of you talking shit, but that's in brackets, so he doesn't really mean it, than listening to the crap that commercial radio produces. And now this is the best bit. You have a future in radio, Dave, with your voice.
Okay.
And with your face.
That's so harsh. Alright, thanks, Denny's, for writing in throughout the year. Very nicely done. I'll even call you Dennis tonight.
Who?
Annie has also written in and says, I'm really sad about the news of the axing. I love watching Big Brother. I'm sad not only for me, but for the 300 staff of Big Brother and the Queensland movie industry. Annie goes on to say that she hopes that the Big Brother finale this year is awesome and that Mike and Gretel are a part of it.
You're dreaming.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be there, to be honest with you.
Mike could be there.
Hang on. I'll just, can I come back in a minute?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Yeah, no, I just got to step out and, do something. I'll come back, though, yeah?
But I'll read the emails.
Never fear, Duck is here.
Oh my god, Duck, how did you get in? I mean, it's lovely to have you here.
How have you been, Duck? We've missed you.
Yeah, not too bad.
Wow. You haven't changed at all, have you?
No, not at all.
I believe
you've
got...
Was I supposed to?
No, we love you just the way you are.
Oh, that's alright then.
I believe you're going to read out the rest of the emails.
Yeah, because as I said, I always did it better than Dave.
That's true, you did.
Alright, back to Duck style.
Yep, who's
first?
First
one off is from Goffy. Say, Goffy?
Yep.
He starts off with, hello again, Dave, Ashy and Will. I'm not forgetting anyone, am I? Nah, just me.
And
please
me.
Please have to say thank you for making... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but everyone forgets you. I just have to say thank you for making... for making Big Brother a little more bearable this year. The next thing I want to say is that the fake eviction on Sunday night was great. One of the best twists this year, but I think it could have been better if it went a bit longer. But the main thing is I want to say in this email is thank God Friday Night Live is over. So that's the first one from Goffy.
Agree with that.
Second one... Friday Night Live was tacky. It was shit. Second one is from, is it Zanyu?
That'll do
anyway. Hey Radio Q, congratulations and well done for all your efforts this year on the radio show. I really only started listening in for the first time earlier this year, mainly checking the podcast out last year. It's been fun and all, and it's a shame Big Brother isn't returning, but we're really not expecting it. Were we really not expecting it? I want to see the final three of Ben, Terry and Travis, with the hope that Rory doesn't sneak through again from... What? Anyway, they don't really give a shit who wins, but if it's between Ben and Terry, they'll be happy. Awesome radio show, and that's about it.
Thank you very much.
And Emma is awesome.
Oh, awesome. She's not here this week, but great.
Thanks, Sunny. And thanks for the constant Douglas Adams references. Very entertaining. The subject of his email was so long, and thanks for
Are you
for
ready
all the
for
fish.
The next one, or what?
Sorry,
Jeez,
Doug.
Settle down.
Fuck. Next one's from Drama Queen. Well, this would be fun. Hello, bitches. Just want to say a final shout-out to Mika, the Net, and others, especially Three Cheers, my adoring fans of BBKS and all the other assorted freaks who stalk me around the internet. A big fat fuck you to one and all. On a serious note, it's been a pleasure being a part of the BBA team, apart from the donkey incident with Lollies and Twisted. I forgive you, but I don't think the donkey ever will. And lastly, I want to thank my imaginary insiders for the tidbits of gossip this season, and last, you guys rock. Good luck with whatever you do next. Hooray for BBA. The show might have sucked dogs' bollocks, but the forum didn't. Yay for us. Kisses and inappropriate touching DQ.
Wow, she inappropriately touches everyone, doesn't she?
She does.
Yay. Next one is from Capo, but he hasn't got much to say, so I'm not really going to bother reading that one out.
Fair enough.
Okay. That's not very nice.
Capo's not
well,
very
nice. All I'll say is, hey, I got nothing at all to say this week, but it sucks it's last week. That's it.
And hope
Capo,
maybe
next one is from Toronto. I love Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, yay.
Awesome.
I couldn't let you guys go forever without emailing one last time. Unfortunately, I've got nothing left to say. No, not really. It's been a great 2 years, and I think the only way to appropriately send it off, in all senses of the phrase, is to play more duck sound bites. Fuck Toronto. I did ballet from the age of 3.
You're such a good sport, duck.
No, wait. That was me. I did that.
Is that it from Toronto?
Alright, and I've got one more. Yeah, that's it from Toronto.
Okay.
I got one more, which is from Lollies. Hi guys.
Wait, who's Lollies?
Just got done pipping. Rolly, really.
Oh, him, yeah.
Some names. Okay. What's he going on by this week?
The identity confused moderator.
Guys.
The Fourth Street hooker?
Yeah, him too.
Is it actually a guy?
Oh, who knows?
I've always wondered that. Just got done pipping a few bitches and decided to send you an email. Hello to everyone. Now I heard Dave went on a date with a female recently. How did it go? Did he lay some pipe? Was she good looking?
She didn't show up, actually.
Are there any pics available of said lady?
He'd kill me for saying that, but he's not gonna... Yeah, he's not here, so...
Yeah,
she didn't show up. Here you go, Lollies.
Toronto asked me to pass on a message for BBA user Daniela Ashley. He would like to say, hi, whatever her name is. I've never touched a vagina before, but I would be honoured to make yours my first. I know I tell Urkru that you annoy me and that I hate you, but it's all an act. I am actually deeply in love with you and want to get to know you. Please send me a PM and I will share pictures with you. Peace, Toronto.
That was very nice of Lollies to pass on that message from Toronto.
Yeah, and speaking of passing on messages between Lollies and other people, Doug, Lollies wanted you to say something to Drama Queen when you read out her email. Have you got that one there? No? Okay.
Yeah, Lollies he just wanted to say hi, didn't he?
Yeah,
he just wanted
that's
to give
it.
A shout-out.
He's so sad and desperate, isn't he?
Same
he
shit.
Is.
I want the attention from the females.
Suppose with the... With the drought, there wouldn't be very many apple trees left down in Tassie, would there?
You're cruel. Anyway, thank you for coming back on our finale show.
Thank you very much, Duck.
It was very nice for you to come back
That's
and
right.
see us.
Times have passed. Good times.
Yeah, yeah.
If Dave was here, I'm sure he'd have different things to say.
Can I just say something?
Do you want to put in a last word to Dave?
In a minute, but can I just say something else first?
All right.
Just so people know in channel, I'm not actually very young. I'm like 57.
Are you
not
in
really.
Terry's Bridge Club?
Me and you said, yeah, there. I kick her ass at it. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I know it's a card game, but that's about it.
Well, that's all you need to know. It's not a complicated game at all.
The only thing I want to say to Dave, or I don't know, can I say it?
You can say you can whatever, say whatever you want. We're gone in about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
come on, Doug. Let loose.
He's not. I'm not a 12-year-old African hooker fuckhead from Newcastle. What is it, Dante or whatever?
Don Ray.
You call me a hooker. Yeah.
Hey.
No, Dave's just
a
fucker.
Hi, Don Ray.
Thanks for that, Duck. We do have to move it along now. You read out an email from Toronto, and as you all know, he's one of the finalists in our competition, so let's go settle this thing once and for all, shall we?
Who is it?
It's Brittany, bitch.
Time to welcome our final ever call-in guest for Behind Big Brother Radio. We have the two finalists for our $500 Cove Cash competition. It's Trono. How are you, Trono?
I'm doing very well tonight. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And Marcusit, how are you?
Hello there. Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
I'm not too bad.
So what are you boys here for tonight?
So hopefully win $500.
What? Who's going to win $500?
I think you guys would probably like to keep it more than we'd like to have it.
I have $500.
Money, it's not theirs, eh?
CJ would agree with that.
Yeah, Ashley, you want to go out to the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that was a great segment. Coming up next.
I'm going to miss you, Dave.
Yeah.
Enjoy your $20 soup.
For $500, with the black and gold airlines they've got going around Australia now, we can fly Dave up here, go out drinking.
What about Will?
Mm.
He can drive.
No, he's too far away.
No, I haven't listened to any of the shows that he's been on. Sorry.
Yeah, no, exactly, Trono.
But I did. Okay, I at least listened to them all.
Oh, have a listen to some.
Okay, so who do you want to vote for? The one with or without a life?
All right, guys, what we're going to do now is we're going to have a listen to a quick clip from each of your songs. Then each of you are going to say why the users should vote for you, and then we'll throw it open to the crowd. Sound good?
Yep.
Very yep, good. I guess.
All right. First, we'll have a quick listen to Marcusit's song. What did you call this one?
Behind Big Bro.
This is Behind Big Bro. With Teeks, Dave, and Ashley too. This is Behind Big Bro. With Teeks, Dave, and Ashley too. Behind Big Bro Radio, back again.
Nice effort, Mark. What did we think of that one, everyone?
That was awesome.
Crap. I'm sorry. Continue.
All right, Trono, shall we listen to your effort?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's have a listen.
Tune in to Behind Big Brother Radio, proudly brought to you by Code. Ashley, Tiggs, and Dave are here, and Will is always somewhere near.
Trono, that was nice. Can you tell us what inspired you?
I had the idea about the month before Big Brother came back on air, and I was walking through the CD section of like a Kmart or something, and it played over the radio, and I thought, oh, hang on. I can do something with that.
Wow, aren't you lucky we all got dragged back into doing this? A month before Big Brother came back, we were all going, fuck no! Radiation, oh, yeah. Forget it! We came back just for you, Trono.
Thank you.
Alright, now yes, what we're going to do is have a little bit of a debate. Ashley and Will faced off earlier. Dave and I also faced off earlier, and now it's your turn. The two of you are each going to plead your case. You feeling confident?
Yeah, maybe.
Ashley,
that,
you
that was convincing, really.
Well, you know. Yours were much better.
Thank you.
All right, Trono, you got 30 seconds to plead your case. Take it away.
Okay, well, you listeners should vote for me, I think, if you like my song. I've said it a couple of times before. I'm not sure where, but I did say it. It's about the quality of the entry, I think, so if you like it, vote for it. I would like your vote, but it is up to you lovely, wonderful listeners in the room. So, you know, vote for me if you want to. Am I the first person ever to finish before the buzzer?
No, it happens more often than you'd think.
Yeah, Dave sometimes ends prematurely.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tix.
He's heard that a couple of times in his life.
And Tix, how would you know?
I'm not telling you that. You'll get jealous.
Oh. All right, Mark, you ready?
Sure am.
Okay, take it away.
Firstly, thanks to those wonderful people who chose my entry in the round one poll. To all of you in the Ozorg chat room, vote for me, Mark Rosite. I'll use this prize to develop an even better Christmas light display for the community to enjoy. My entry was sung to the Big Brother theme, and with the axing of the show, you no longer hear this tune anymore, whereas you can listen to Radio by Robbie Williams any day. I recorded my entry many times over until it sounded just right. Surely that deserves your vote.
Nice.
Ooh. Nice effort.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys for that. Very nicely debated. Of course, the IRC users' inner channel now will have their chance to vote. You should see the command come up at any moment, and you can vote for Marcusite or Trono. You'll have 2 minutes to vote.
That's correct, and we're going to go to a song now. After that, we will have our final round of bloopers. We will crown one of these two the champion and award them $500, and we'll tell you who we think is going to win the series. Stick with us.
Put in a duck on it.
I don't watch Big Brother. Buck me sideways. Please go fuck yourself, then go eat shit and die. Sorry. That was funny.
Okay, round one. Let's get straight into it. This time we saw four teams. We've never had multiple teams of multiple people on FNL this year, so...
Yes, we have. Teams.
Have we?
Yeah, yeah. Multiple teams of multiple people. We have that every week.
I mean more than two teams.
That's not what you said.
Okay, round one. Let's get straight into it. Okay, round one. There were four teams. That's all I'm going to say about that. We had the green, yellow, red, and blue teams. Three people on each of them. Big Brother made...
Oh, shit.
Shall we start again? We've got to get onto Logan Gregg again. He said he was going to do it, and then we just lost him.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, me. We had all your hot chickies on.
That's all I'm interested in. Oh,
do you want to try it again?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thanks, Tiggs. That's great. Now, blah, blah, blah. Now, Dave, go.
Yeah, Big Mouth is good and stuff, because I like it. Because I think that...
I have a thing for that Rebecca Wilson chick.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I like her. And that other chicky on there, Christy, she's
Tony
a bit off. All right,
yeah,
dude.
I like that chicky too.
Yeah, she's not bad. She got big cans. I like
it. It is good, it is good. Alright, fuck. Do it again.
And just so you know, in that second line, that's bringing, not brining.
I'll put a G in there.
Good plan.
Okay, before the introduction... Okay, before that...
Okay.
Em, come back to us.
You alright?
She's crying.
Alright. Okay, before that interruption, we were... Maybe I can't say the word.
Okay, so what happened?
Didn't you watch that?
No, I haven't watched any this week.
Right, this is great. Have we edited it yet?
The full one I'll put up tonight. The show one, maybe tonight.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm cool, you know. I'm
fucking
just Dave.
Record it. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Forums?
Don't we do this live?
Never.
Oh, haven't we? No, I didn't. No, I don't think we do this recorded.
We've recorded it every week.
I never have.
Yes, you have.
I do my bits live.
Attention, channel mates. You are live on the air. Please swear as much as you fucking like.
Woohoo!
Okay, the moment has come, and it was so close.
Oh my god, it was close.
All the votes have been counted, audited, authorised, sent back in triplicate.
I'm sure, of the winner now, after all of the furore throughout the week with dupe accounts and new members signing up, I can now reveal that the person who won $500 from Cove is... Trono.
Woo! Yes! Oh! Go, Trono!
Congratulations,
Mark,
Trono.
Is it? Don't worry, these things are all rigged.
Oh, yeah, bad loser over here.
Oh, come on.
Get fucked, Ashy.
At least Trono whipped you in, you strong Will.
I whipped your butt, Will. Congratulations, Trono, a good effort, as were all of the other entrants that we've had.
I must point out that Trono won with just very slightly over 50% of the vote.
Yeah, it was very, very close.
Mark, your song was excellent, but just not quite good enough.
Guess not.
Thank you to you anyway, and thank you to all of the entrants and everyone who's joined in the fun of the show this year. And let's wrap this baby up, shall we?
It's time to go! 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 Go!
Okay, it's almost time for us to sign off one final time, but before we do, who's going to win, Ashy?
I don't really care. It's one of those years where there's these housemates in there that are all and I don't like any of them particularly. I did the same thing last year. I didn't particularly like any of them. I wouldn't be too upset if any of them won. Terry's probably going to win, and good for her. Whatever.
Tigsy?
Yeah, Terry's the only one that doesn't really shit me. I'll say Terry.
Will?
Ben is the only one in there left who comes close to being good viewing for me. I'm sick of the rest.
Fair enough, fair enough. I think Terry will win, but wouldn't mind also if Ben or Rory run, just as long as Alice and Travis don't. And that's the end. Apologies to CJ for running late again tonight. Stick around for his special Big Brother show tonight after hours, and his interview with Todd McKinney and Sonia Kruger. Thanks also to Will for filling in on various occasions this year, and for joining us here tonight. I knew flushing the duck down the toilet was the right idea. A huge special thanks must go to Tix and Ashy, who've only missed one show in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
They have week in, week out, been here and done all the preparation you could ever ask for. It might sound as if we come in at 7:30 on a Saturday night and simply talk Big Brother for an hour, but a hell of a lot of preparation does go into it, and I can assure you that I do none of it. This year, Ashy has even had the harder task of hitting the buttons to keep the show moving along.
Yeah, did much better job than that monkey last year, hey?
Yeah, he's a wanker. Isaiah, how you going? Massive thanks to Cove for all they've done, and to all the other mods on BehindBigBrother.com for keeping this baby the premier Big Brother fan site across 8 long years. Thanks to everyone who's emailed, voicemailed, chatted, voted, submitted song lists, or joined in the show one way or another. Thanks also to anyone who's ever downloaded the show to listen into it. It's been a lot of fun to bring it to you, and we'll miss you. Let's hope Big Brother goes out with a bang on Monday night. It so deserves a fitting ending. For one final time, I'm Dave.
I'm Ashy.
I'm Will.
I'm Tiggs, and this was Behind Big Brother Radio. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.